What's going on, my friend? Alex Pardo, and I am coming at you with episode 445 here on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
All right, my friends, I'm so pumped and I'm so excited to be delivering and hosting this podcast and delivering another podcast episode for you. And I'm going to keep this sweet. And I want to talk to you if you're not happy with your current financial situation, if you're not making the kind of money you want to make, I want to speak directly to you. And you could be doing very, very well in the eyes of the average person, or you could just be really struggling and you could just not, you could just be in a position where you don't even know how you're going to put food on the table or how you're going to pay the bills next month. Whatever your situation is, I want to speak directly to you. Before I do that, a couple quick housekeeping items. Before you know it, we're going to be approaching 500 episodes. So the podcast continues to because of you. So greatly, greatly appreciate it. If you haven't, make sure you subscribe. So every Monday and Thursday, you're notified. I also want to engage with you more on social. So if you're watching this on YouTube, right up here, you got Facebook, my Twitter, I'm sorry, my Facebook, my LinkedIn, my YouTube, and my, so an opportunity for me to answer any questions you have. And I want to engage, interact with you more. So this podcast is one platform, but so those social media outlets and channels can be another extension of me answering questions and just adding value and helping you however I can. So, here we are. If you're listening to this when it's being published and released, it's September. Summer's officially over. So, Q1 and Q2 are well in the books. Before you know it, Q3 is going to be, let me see here, April, May, June, July, August, September. Yeah, before you know it, Q3 is going to be in the books as well. So now's a perfect opportunity for you to kind of do an audit and see where are you with your health goals? Where are you with your financial goals? Where are you in your life, in your business? So take an assessment. Most people are so busy just running and reacting versus being thoughtful and taking an audit. And just sometimes you have to take a step back in order to take any more steps forward. Sometimes it makes sense to sharpen the axe versus grabbing it and just, swinging away at that tree. At times, the person who's more thoughtful and intentional about sharpening the axe is going to knock that tree a lot quicker than the one that just runs up to the axe, grabs it, and just starts, firing away at that tree. So just wanted to mention that here because we're in September. Before you know it, 2021 is upon us. And I don't want you to look back and ask yourself, what if, or why am I not happy with the results I'm achieving or lack thereof? So speaking of results, again, I want to kind of circle back now to if you're not making the kind of money you're making, first thing I'll tell you is, I think everybody, especially if they're honest with you, can relate to what you're going through. I think we've all been there. We've all had experiences and times in our life when we've wanted X, but we're just not there. We're at Y. I think that I want to share with you some very practical steps, four key steps I think that's going to help you regardless of your situation. Number one is understanding where you're at, understanding where you want to go, and accepting accountability and responsibility for where you're at. You are in the place right now because of your actions, because of your activity, because of the things you've done, the things you haven't done. So the quicker you can accept responsibility and accountability for where you are, that begins to open up your world of possibility. So first thing you got to do is accept where you're at, okay? The second thing you have to do, one thing that might sound obvious, but I think it's worth highlighting and mentioning, is you got to stop pointing the fingers and blaming others or blaming. Don't blame COVID. Don't blame the environment. Don't blame the economy. Don't blame, the person that screwed you over, or stop blaming others. When you point that somebody said something to me once years ago, and they probably heard it from somewhere, but when you point one finger out at somebody, there's three fingers pointing back at you. Okay. So the quicker that you can accept responsibility, now it allows you to actually move forward. Okay. So step one is accepting responsibility and accountability. Step two, you got to be self-aware. This is a self-awareness game. And what I mean by that is, what are your talents? What are the gifts that God has given you? We all have talents, and it's that parable, right? Where, you know, God gave talents to three different individuals, and one, I believe, as the parable goes, one buried it, you know, and the other took his talents and multiplied it by two or three. And then the third person grabbed his talent and multiplied it and impacted many, many people. He multiplied those talents into many more. So when we think about that parable, which one are you? Are you person A, B, or C? Are you taking talents and hoarding them? Are you burying it? Or are you taking advantage of your talents? And if you're that person that is listening to this and saying, I don't really have very many talents, or I don't know what my talents are, number one, I promise you, each and every one of us have talents. You have a talent. If you don't know what it is, your job is to figure it out. You know, Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach, he has an exercise called Genius Zone. Matter of fact, if you go to flipempire.com and in the search bar, you type in Genius Zone or Dan Sullivan, I believe I've recorded some podcast episodes on exercises that you can start to figure out what your genius zone is. Other people call it your unique ability, but we all have it. Some of us have many more than others, but whatever it is, you need to be doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on your talents, on your God-given gifts, okay? So it's a self-awareness game. Step two, figure out what are your talents. Step three, you got to have a clear, you got to have a roadmap, right? I refer to it as having a vision for your life. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you want to go? So you got to be very clear. You got to have clarity about where you, what do you want your life to look like? Start with your life first. And then you can start, once you have clarity there, you can start to figure out how to create, design, tweak, modify your existing business, or start a business if you don't have one, to help you live your vision and to help you achieve the kind of lifestyle you want. That's within our Ascend Mastermind community. That's the heart of what we do to start. That's the foundation. So you got to have clarity. You got to know where you're going. It's the analogy, you know, imagine if you and I got in a car, and I'm in Miami. So wherever you are, say you and I were in Miami and we hopped in a car and we said, hey, I love San Diego. Let's travel across the country and let's go to La Jolla, right? One of my favorite spots. Well, we could probably figure it out because we're two smart people, but it's going to take us a lot longer opposed to if I just went to my GPS and I plugged in the address for the La Jolla Cove and boom, I just listened to the GPS and I just started taking action. I just started driving. It's the same thing with having a vision for your life or having a business plan, right? Like, you got to get clear on what you want and why you want it. Otherwise, you're just going to be treading water. And if you do make progress, it's not going to be sustainable. It's not going to be something that's very lasting. So I want to quickly recap the first three. Number one is accepting responsibility for where you're at. Number two is it's a self-awareness game, right? Is understanding what are your God-given talents, ability, what's your genius zone. Step three is you got to have a vision for your life. Start with a vision for your life. Get clarity on what you want and why you want it. And then you can start, you know, to figure out how to achieve that. Okay. And then step four, understand that if you're not making the kind of money that you want to be making, you're not having a big enough problem, right? I certainly didn't make this up. I learned this many, many years ago. And whenever I'm at a point in my life happy with where I'm at, I immediately remember that, like, I'm not solving a problem. Right. So if you're not making the kind of money you're not making, you're not solving a big enough problem. It's why you know, somebody that works at McDonald's is paid minimum wage, right? A cashier at McDonald's is probably paid minimum wage or slightly above it. They're not solving a big enough problem, but the bigger problem you solve, usually compensation goes behind it. Right. So, look at your bank account, look at how much money you've made this year, right? In the last 8 months, 9 months, whatever it is, and ask yourself, A, am I happy with this? If you're not, ask yourself, okay, well, what have I done to make this money? Am I working very, very hard? And should I be working smarter? Because working hard doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make more money, right? Like Tim Brotts, I mentioned in a previous episode, talked about washing machines work hard. It doesn't mean they make a lot of money, right? So just because you work hard doesn't mean you're going to make more money. You have to work smart. You got to be very intentional and thoughtful with the kind of work you're doing. So it's not just about working hard. It's about working smart. So ask yourself, this is what I want to leave you with. Ask yourself, what problems am I solving for people, right? Am I working one? Am I working to many? Is the output, right? What you're doing out there, is it benefiting and helping people? Is it solving people's challenges? Are they better off because of your product, service, or solution, right? So think about that. That's something that lately I've really been asking myself is, you know, with this podcast, how do I reach more people? How do I solve more problems with my microphone and with technology and getting this information and this content to you? How can I impact on you, which helps solves your problems and challenges? Those are things I'm constantly challenging myself with. So, you know, those are the four practical things. Obviously, we're kind of just scratching the surface here. There's so many more things, but I want to kind of keep this high level. And I want to get you thinking a little bit different. Or you know, I'm sure what I've shared with you here, for many of you, maybe isn't groundbreaking. It's not like, well, anything I haven't heard before. But sometimes life is about timing, right? And you need to hear things in a certain way from a certain person in order to kind of get you thinking or moving in a different direction. So if you're not happy with money was just an excuse here, but if you're not happy with a relationship, with your health, ask yourself better questions. You're going to come up with better. Again, I want to engage with you more on social media. So feel free to share this episode. I would greatly appreciate that. Tag me if I can help you in any way. I'm always here for you. And thank you for those of you who continue to rate and review the show on Apple Podcast. I want to go ahead and throw that up here just in case you are watching. Make sure to go to flipempire.com/podcast. That'll direct you over to the Apple Podcast section where you can subscribe, leave a review, whatever the case might be. Either way, I really appreciate you listening to me, whether that's on a podcast platform or whether you're watching this on YouTube. I really, really look forward to just coming at you with new episodes, with fresh content, and I want to help you. So if you have any feedback for me, whatever it may be, whether it's positive, negative, or in the middle, fire away. I got thick skin, and I can take it, my friend. So have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.